I want to just mention this before we move on, because the Herald Sun and the Australian are reporting something I find really disturbing. The Herald Sun today says there's an explosive new tranche of leaked text messages suggesting the Finance Minister, Katie Gallagher, was tipped off about Brittany Higgins' rape allegation before the story broke. And it sort of raises questions about what she said about that publicly. I am convinced, that's the Minister, I'm convinced we need a full inquiry into the circumstances around this alleged assault of Brittany Higgins. That's not to say it didn't happen. But it's not about that now. But whether it happened or not, she has received a payout, reportedly around $2 million in taxpayer money. And more, evidence today suggests that the issue has been weaponised. The Australian has reported these text messages, not seen before, between Higgins and her boyfriend. Now, there's that evidence that they plan to work with Labor politicians to take it all further. And the texts suggest Higgins and her boyfriend have been in contact with Anthony Albanese, a number of senior Labor figures. Mr. Albanese's denied that, certainly raises questions. But to me, this is the crunch, and this is a text message they've reported from the 26th of March 2021 as it was developing. A text from Miss Higgins talking about Scott Morrison. Quote, this is alleged. Well, this is a text from Miss Higgins talking about Scott Morrison. Quote, he's about to be effed over. Just wait, we've got him. Unquote. He's about to be effed over. Just wait, we've got him. And the reply from her boyfriend, David Shiraz, quote, I still hate the sea. Okay, now this goes to the issue of whether or not, none of this goes to the issue of whether she attacks, as she was alleged, by Bruce Lemon. It's not about that. It goes to the fact it seems to have been weaponised, whatever happened. Now, that's of huge significance. It makes this potentially political. It involves a lot of public money paid out quickly. In fairness, the texts are showing only one side. That's why we must have an inquiry into the political machinations of what happened about what was then an alleged crime and the payout of public money. 133693, I really think that there's no option now. And normally I'm not all in that much in favour of inquiries. They cost money and often go around in circles. But there is now no option because it involves potentially $2 million in public money.